Governor Walker announced this week that he set up a new committee called Our American Revival to help promote his messages and cover costs as he prepares to announce a likely bid for the 2016 Republican nomination.
The creation of the organization is not an announcement that he'll run, but it's a big step in that direction. Our American Revival is a 527 group that is not permitted to campaign for the election or defeat of any particular candidate. That line can be a little gray at times, though.
Here to explain exactly what a 527 committee is and what it can and cannot do is Ken Mayer. He's a professor of political science at UW-Madison and an expert in campaign finance. Ken, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So 527, let's nuts and bolts it. What is it?
So a 527 is, it refers to a section of the Internal Revenue Code that specifies that money that is raised and spent, but raised is the key part here, that is spent for what the IRS calls an exempt function, which is anything that's designed to influence an election in the broadest sense, that money is not taxable as income. And what this means is that virtually every political organization, the political parties, primary candidate campaign committees, political action committees, they are all 527s. Whether or not a 527 has to do other things, report to the Federal Election Commission, abide by campaign finance restrictions on amounts and sources, those are all depend on the types of things that a 527 does that bring them under that umbrella. This 527, Our American Revival, is a general promotion device for Walker that actually doesn't even mention him in its papers that it filed with the FEC. But what it allows it to do is that as long as he is not formally a candidate for president, it allows them to promote him and his ideas without abiding by or without being subject to contribution limits or source restrictions. So it's an intermediate step between not having any kind of organization to promote him, and if, as it seems likely at this point, he does become a candidate, the formal presidential campaign committee that he would have to form in order to raise money to actually run for the nomination as a candidate.
Now, you mentioned the papers filed. You actually have said papers in front of you, a copy of them anyway. Is there anything that caught your eye here?
Well, the couple of interesting things. One is that the application itself is very, very short. It's just 3 pages, and the only substantive element of that is a section where it describes the purpose. And I'll read it. It says, "Our American Revival is an organization that will communicate a vision and work to enact policies that will lead to a freer and more prosperous America for all by restoring power to the states and, more importantly, the people." And it goes on in that vein for another sentence. And that just is, as I read it, designed to qualify the organization as a 527, which in a generic sense constitutes an effort to engage in influencing elections, which is often, when it gets defined, as anything related to politics, for someone like Walker, who is not yet a candidate. And a lot of the discussion consists of distinguishing why Walker did this as opposed to some of the other things that he might have done, created a leadership PAC or created what is commonly known as a super PAC. And the reason is those types of organizations do different things, which this organization will not be able to do. It won't be able to contribute money to candidates. It won't be able to expressly advocate for the election of defeat of Walker or anybody else. But it's a generic promotion organization.
And in terms of how big a bellwether this is, tipping Scott Walker's hand about a run, what does this tell you? What, now that he's got this 527, is this something that pretty much is what you do when you're going to run for president?
Right. So in the absence of an absolute signal, we are, all of us who are not part of his inner circle, or he may not have even expressed it to people, we're surmising. And this, what I can say is I think at this point it's very likely that he's going to announce. And all of the things that he has been doing over the past few weeks and months are all pointed in that direction. And the reason I think this step is significant, that it's clear enough that if for some reason he decides that he's not going to announce, the question would be, what changed? Why aren't you announcing? What is it that happened between the time that you established this 527 or the time that you hired some experienced campaign people? What changed your mind? And that would be something that you would have to explain. So again, it's not a certainty, but all of the signals are at this point are certainly pointing in that direction.
Are there specific limits with this 527? You mentioned some of them, but are there things here that would signal anything to you?
Well, as this organization is constructed, there are no limits. They can take unlimited contributions. There are no source restrictions. They can take it can take corporate money, unlimited individual contributions. There are disclosure requirements. Those will come in after. They're not immediate. And if at some point Walker does become a candidate, then you start kicking in some of the restrictions about depending on what the organization does with disclosure and whether it would have to file with the FEC. But campaign finance laws, as the result of Supreme Court decisions, Citizens United, Speech Now versus the FEC. Even when we're dealing with candidates, independent groups, super PACs, groups like Citizens United, independent groups that are not coordinating with the candidate can now spend corporate money, unlimited individual money, and there are fewer limits. The one place where the campaign finance limits remain in force is actual money that is contributed to candidate campaign committees, candidate organizations, and those have contribution limits, disclosures, and source restrictions.
Now, this week, Governor Walker's Our American Revival, this 527, released its first ad, and it begins by characterizing the United States' current policies as failing, and it continues with this. Let's listen.
To reclaim our destiny, we must turn to bold, fresh, and new ideas from those incubators of reform, the states.
The folks in Washington like this top-down approach that's old and artificial and outdated that says the government knows best. We believe that you should build the economy from the ground up.
And that's exactly what states like Wisconsin are doing, leading America's revival with bold conservative reform and new ideas.
The first ad from Scott Walker's Our American Revival 527. So what's different between that ad and what you would call a political ad per se?
Well, this clearly is a political ad, but the basic meaning of this ad, you can only interpret them by the actual text. You can't look at things like the subtext or intent of the people who are running it. So if you didn't know anything else about the candidates or the organization, you would look at this ad and say, oh, it's an ad that promotes conservative ideas from the states, using Wisconsin as an example. It doesn't even mention the name Scott Walker, at least verbally, although it, clearly it's the speech that the speeches that he has given. But the jurisprudence on campaign finance going back decades is very, very clear that the only thing that matters at this point is essentially who is running the ad, whether it's a campaign committee or if it's an outside group, whether it is coordinated with the campaign. Outside of that, independent groups, whether they're corporations or labor unions, can use explicit language. Here it's a little bit tricky because Walker is not yet formally a candidate, and so it'd be in touchy ground if they began to promote him as a presidential candidate, but we'll start to see that from organizations, if not quite this one, if he chooses to run.
Well, let's talk about that. So what happens to this committee exactly if / when Governor Walker announces that he's running for president?
Well, it's not clear. One of the things that does happen is that an independent group like Our American Revival, which is not yet expressly advocating for a candidate, it can't coordinate. In other words, that an independent group can run all the ads at once and say whatever it wants about a candidate, but as soon as they begin to strategize with or coordinate with a candidate committee, then the rules change, and anything it does becomes a contribution. And this is actually one of the issues involved in the John Doe investigations, is whether whether a group can coordinate and still engage in independent spending. Right now, the state of the law from the Supreme Court is that you cannot coordinate. But my guess is that if he becomes a formal candidate, that this group the structure will change, or the personnel will change, so that they can have some distance. And whether or not they can do that in a way that is distant enough so that it wouldn't be coordinated, even though, I mean, Scott Walker issued the press release announcing its formation. That's a technical issue that the lawyers would probably have to figure out. But my guess is that at the point when he becomes a formally announced candidate, there'd be no need for a group like this, because you don't need an intermediate step at that point.
Well, Ken, thanks a lot for coming on and explaining it all to us.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Ken Mayer, professor of political science at UW-Madison and an expert on campaign finance, talking about Governor Walker's new 527 advocacy group.